Landscape, and ended up being sung by Whitney Houston. I think the song I Will Always Love You is a great example of a song that can be played in multiple different genres. And the next song that we're going to play was originally a R&B song. It was performed and written by Denise LaSalle. It was popular within the R&B community, especially within the Black community, but Barbara Mandrell brought it over into the country community. And the songs actually don't sound that different. They sound very similar to each other, and I just love when that happens. So this next song is Married But Not to Each Other by Barbara Mandrell.
You know, sometimes in your life, you may find it hurts to be in love, especially when you and the one you love already belong to somebody else. You're tied to her, and I'm tied to him, and we don't want to hurt either one of them. That's how it is when you're married, but not to each other. You gotta go home in the middle of the night, try and pretend everything's all right, but it ain't, no it ain't, when you're married, but not to each other, make believe that you've been good, give your love to the one you should, but you can't, no you can't. You're tied to her, I'm tied to him. We don't want to hurt either one of them. So what can you do? What can you do? When you're married, but not to each other. You gotta be careful everywhere you go, trying to avoid everyone you know. 'Cause people talk, you know they talk. When you're married, but not to each other. You gotta make up alibis, hoping they don't sound like lies. 'Cause if you get caught, and you might get caught, hurry up and love him, hurry up and please him. And when it gets right, you've got to leave. To each other. Hurry up and love him, hurry up and please him. And when it gets right, you've got to leave him. You better leave him.
I'm guessing this next song is a song that you've probably heard before countless times, but because it's this show, it's the Forgotten Country Radio Show, we don't want to just play the version that everybody knows and the version that's still on country music today. We want to play a version that may have been forgotten over the years. And since this song was originally written by Mel Tillis, it's one that we definitely want to include because Mel Tillis was such an influential singer, especially in the 50s and the 60s. And I think we still see the impacts of his work on country music today. Kenny Rogers made this song famous. And I think interestingly, when Kenny Rogers was singing about it, the implication was that he was singing about a veteran from the Vietnam War. I think Mel Tillis, when he originally wrote it, was writing it about World War II. And so that context, that shifts just within a matter of a couple years between the 60s and the 70s, I think is really interesting. So this next song, it's about a vet who comes back from war and his wife is going into town and he's worried about her cheating. This is Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town by Mel Tillis.
Mm-hmm. You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asia war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. Yes, it's true, I'm not the man that I used to be. Oh, but Ruby, I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed, and the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know, I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh, take your love to town. Ruby, for God's sake, turn around.
We still have a lot of music left on the second hour of the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Next up, we're going to hear from Daryl Singletary, Waylon Jennings, David Allan Coe, and Tracy Lawrence. Stick around. Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite Forgotten Country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
For those that want to sit back and take a moment to enjoy a refreshing taste of fresh brew coffee, Dunn Brothers has you covered. Visit our new Richmond location today from 5:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. Dunn Brothers Coffee, life's rewards done right.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. Each week we take 2 hours and we celebrate classic country songs from classic artists that have left a real impact on country music but have been forgotten over the years. And we also listen to new and emerging independent artists that carry that proud traditional country music tradition but aren't getting the attention that they deserve. Each week we pick a theme. The theme this week is cheating, so we're playing songs all about cheating and cheaters. It's a theme in country music that we have seen since the beginning of country music. So we've played songs from Hank Williams on today's show, from Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Charlie McCain, Red Foley, from new artists like Bella White, and some classics like John Anderson. Next up, we have a block of music that I think you're really going to love. We hear from Daryl Singletary, who's an artist from the 90s, who you may remember, of course, from Waylon Jennings. Everybody loves a Waylon Jennings song, David Allan Coe, and Tracy Lawrence. But next up, we have a song from Daryl Singletary. He's an artist that I think really captured that 1990s country music sound. He's an artist from Georgia who got involved in country music at an early age, had a real passion for country music at an early age, and I think was one of the best artists, in my opinion at least, of the early 90s country singers. He came up through the Nashville bar scene, singing in in competitions at Nashville bars with artists like Tim McGraw. He was discovered by Randy Travis and was managed actually by Randy Travis's wife for a number of years. Unfortunately, we lost him in the last couple of years at an early age. He was just 46 when he passed, and it's just a real tragedy because I think he's one of those artists who would really be having a comeback right now, especially as so many people are seeking out that classic country sound, and the 90s country sound is making a comeback these days. So next up, we're going to play I Let Her Lie, and this is by Daryl Singletary.
She'd come home 6 a.m. Tell me she'd been out with friends. And I let her lie. I let her lie. And in the glare of the morning sun, she swore I was her only one. I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my own. One teary night, she confessed her sins, but she vowed to never cheat again. And I let her lie. I let her lie. Though she tried, Lord, she could not change, and I only have myself to blame. I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my own. The day I left, no words were said. She was sound asleep on our double bed. And I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie.
Waylon Jennings had so many amazing hits, and I think he still gets a lot of credit for the impact he has had on country music today. He's somebody that so many artists putting out really great music today, like Sturgill Simpson and others, credit with inspiring them. I mean, he is an artist that was just a titan of country music for the 70s and 80s and into the 90s. And one of the songs that I just really love is Suspicious Minds, which was a song originally made famous by Elvis Presley, but it was performed by Waylon Jennings and his wife, Jessie Coulter. And it's a song that I think really just shows how broad country music really is. I mean, Elvis Presley is an artist who was so influenced by country music and, of course, became the king of rock and roll. And here you have Waylon Jennings playing this song with his wife, Jessie Coulter, and it just works. So next up, we have Suspicious Minds by Waylon Jennings and Jessie Coulter.
We're caught in the trap can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
Suspicious mind. We can't build our dreams on suspicious mind. I saw an old friend I know. I stopped to say hello, but I could still see suspicion in your eyes.
I love a good contradiction, and that's why I really like country music. There are so many interesting contradictions. People are complicated, and country music is complicated too. We hear so many songs that are honky-tonk, Saturday night sinner songs, and then so many songs in country music that are Sunday morning gospel songs. And I think that spectrum of just the experience of a weekend is actually authentic to how a lot of people feel. And I think that this next song, while it's a little bit overly dramatic, it does kind of capture that complexity that, you know, we all, I think, feel from time to time. This next song by David Allan Coe fully embodies that contradiction. And it's like a cheater's prayer. it's like both a honky-tonk cheater song and also a religious gospel song. And I think the whole point of it is to point out this contradiction that I've been talking about, and that's why it's so interesting. That's why I wanted to play David Allan Coe's Now I Lay Me Down to Cheat.
Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. She's the best thing in his life. Why, she worships the ground he walks on. She waits up for him at night and worries until he's safely home. She always believes his stories about working overtime. And in 20 years beside him, cheating's never crossed her mind. Oh, but it crossed his early last summer. In the person of a neighbor, she still calls her friend. And with a little push from drinking one too many one night in the fall, he gave in. And now, he wishes he could stop himself, but there's no easy way. So he lays down with his lover, and silently he prays. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. If I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. In his heart and soul, he knew that he was playing a game he could never win. But you know, forbidden fruit is sweet. Why, it was sweet enough to make him risk it all again. And now, he's given up on looking for a way to fight the feeling. So he prays this simple prayer and hopes it makes it past the motel ceiling. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God you'll never know.
Tracy Lawrence, for me, represents some of the best country that came out on the radio in the early 1990s. He's an artist who spent several weeks at the top of the country charts, and at least for me, captures that classic 90s country sound that as soon as you hear the first few lines of the song, you can place it and you can say, yep, I know exactly when that song came out. Even if you didn't hear the song when it originally aired, you would know just based on how it was produced that it has that 90s sound. A little bit of electronics added to it with a little bit of a traditional country flair. And that's especially true on this next song. It's off of it's the title track off of the album Alibis. And it's a song that made it to number one on the charts in 1993, and I wanted to include it on the show. Obviously, our theme is cheating. This is a classic song on that subject. This is Alibis by Tracy Lawrence.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give, she knows how to take. Cause so many times she's been taken a fool.
we still have so many songs left on this week's episode of the Forgotten Country Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to hear from Gary Stewart, Lydia Loveless, Brandi Clark, Bella Plain and Coulter Wall, Lefty Frizzell, Porter Wagoner, Gene Shepherd, and Kitty Wells. So stick around.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM. St. Croix Country.
I'm just a
Legends 24/7 with Dwight Yoakam.
And I started driving. I got a car, and I started driving up into L.A. to North Hollywood to the Palomino Club, which was a famous, very famous nightclub in the north end of L.A. County. And a lot of country stars had gone through there and played on their way up. I mean, everybody from going back, I think, as far as Hank Sr. They opened it in like probably 51 or 2, and he may have played it before he died, but Willie Nelson, certainly, Johnny Cash, I mean, just, and they had a hoot night, and I would jump up and sit in and met people through that and put together a band, and I moved into town, you know, closer into Hollywood and started playing the circuit around there.
95.7 FM.
Pay rent on a run. rundown place. There ain't no view, but there's lots of space in my heart. The heart that you own. I pay the rent, pay it right on time. Baby, I pay you every single dime for my heart. The heart that you own. Used to be I could love here for free, way back before you bought the property. Now I pay daily on what once was mine. Lord, I probably owe you for these tears that I cried. 'Cause I pay rent on a rundown place. There ain't no view, but there's lots. Heart that you own.
Come close to selling out choice to sit it out or dance. I hope you do. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Mayor of Country Town. Country Legends 24/7. St. Croix Country 95.7 FM.
When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas, boy. Cause Texas
Hi, this is Willie Nelson.
95.7 FM.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, three conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name and freight yards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing cars. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. Cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Hi, and welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. Today's theme is all about cheating and cheaters. There are so many country songs out there that touch on this topic. And I think that's because country music in so many ways comes from blues music. And the rural blues has had such an influence over the years on country music, and especially those early days of country music. Country really comes from the mixing of the Appalachia string musicians with the Mississippi Delta blues musicians, and that all got mixed together into the country music we know today. And the blues is all about heartbreak, and it's all about, you know, being down and out. And I think there's oftentimes nothing more heartbreaking than a relationship that's ending. And I think those early singers were singing about that, and that theme has held true up until today. So on today's show, we've played a number of songs from older artists like Hank Williams and Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, John Anderson. But we're also highlighting newer songs from artists today. And these are artists that are carrying on that traditional country sound or that outlaw country sound, but doing it more from an independent perspective or doing it a little bit outside of the mainstream of country music. So we're going to be hearing from artists like Bella White, who we played earlier on the show, and also other new artists like Lydia Lovelace, Brandi Clark, and Bella Plain and Coulter Wall. And I think that this is a theme that really unites the country music of yesterday with the country music of today. Next up, we're going to be playing some music from Gary Stewart. This is a classic song that I really like. It is a song about heartbreak and the ending of a relationship and cheating, but it's also being sung about in a humorous way. And I love when country music can take complicated, sad issues and talk about them in a funny way. So this next song is She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles by Gary Stewart.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, if I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's I'm drinking doubles,
One of the things that I absolutely love about this show is highlighting country singers who are out on the road making music, playing in bars, playing on honky tonks, maybe even playing on street corners, and carrying on that proud country music tradition that we know and love, but not getting the credit that they deserve within the broader country community. And that's definitely true for this next artist. Lydia Lovelace is somebody that might actually be too country for mainstream pop country stations. She has a real solid traditional Appalachian sound. She's from Coshocton, Ohio, which is a very beautiful, proud Appalachian, Ohio community, and is out touring, based in Nashville now, but not getting the attention that you would expect for an artist like this. And I think that's because so many of these stations are playing that Southern pop music and not the classics like we like to play on this show. It's also a great song about cheating. This song is called How Many Women, and it's by Lydia Lovelace.
How many women?
Too often in country music, the artists that are actually writing the songs are not the ones performing the songs. I think that's something that we all kind of know and appreciate, that there's songwriters and there's singers, but every once in a while you get them together. And I think the best country musicians over the years have always been singers and songwriters. There's just something about an artist performing their own song based on their own experience that really resonates with audiences. This next artist is a songwriter. She has written songs for artists like Sheryl Crow, Miranda Lambert, Reba McEntire, Leanne Rimes, Billy Currington, Darius Rucker's, and even Casey Musgraves, but oftentimes I think is not getting the credit she deserves as also a singer. I really love this next song. It's a great song that is a little bit, I think, tongue-in-cheek and a little bit humorous, while also talking about our theme for the day, which is cheating. This is